ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। What text are we on? 41. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 4, entitled Hiranyakashipu Terrorizes the Universe. Text number 41. Please repeat. Kvachit utpalakas tushnin aste sangsparsha nivrita aspanda panaya nanda Shalila, shalila milite kshana kvachit utpalakas tusnim kvachit utpalakas tusnim aste samsparsha nivrita aste samsparsha nivrita Aspanda panayananda. Aspanda panayananda. Shalila militekshana. Shalila militekshana. Kvachid utpalakas tusning. Aste samsparsha nivrita aspanda panayananda shalila militekshana. Please chant. Aste samsparsha nivrita Aspanda Pranayananda Militekshana Salila militekshana. Ladies. Vachit utpalikas tusning. Aste samsparsha nivrita. Aspanda panayananda. Salila militekshana. Vachit utpalakas tushnin. Aste samsparsha nivrita. Aspanda panayananda. Salila militekshana. Kvachit. Sometimes, utpalaka, with the hairs of his body standing on end. Tusnim, completely silent. Aste, remains. Samsparsha panayananda. Oh, excuse me, I read that wrong. Samsparsha nivrita. feeling great joy by contact with the Lord. Aspanda, steady. Pranaya Ananda, due to transcendental bliss from a relationship of love. Salila, filled with tears. Amilita, half closed. Ikshana, whose eyes? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sometimes feeling the touch of the Lord's lotus hands, he became spiritually jubilant and remained silent, his hairs standing on end and tears gliding down from his half-closed eyes because of his love for the Lord. Please repeat. Sometimes feeling the touch of the Lord's lotus hands, he became spiritually jubilant and remained silent, his hairs standing on end, and tears gliding down from his half-closed eyes because of his love for the Lord. Purport. When a devotee feels separation from the Lord, he becomes eager to see where the Lord is. And sometimes when he feels pangs of separation, tears flow incessantly from his half-closed eyes. As stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastika, Jugayitam Namishena Chakshusha Pravishayitam. The words Chakshusha Pravishayitam refer to tears falling incessantly from the devotee's eyes. These symptoms, which appear in pure devotional ecstasy, were visible in the body of Prahlad Maharaj. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Sigurve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhi Samstapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Shvapadantikam Mukham Kurati Vachalam Pankam Langayate Girim Yadgibatam Ham Vande Sigurum Dina Taranam. Translation again. Sometimes feeling the touch of the Lord's lotus hands, he became spiritually jubilant and remained silent, his hairs standing on end and tears gliding down from his half-closed eyes because of his love for the Lord. So we're reading here now, we're having an opportunity to appreciate the wonderful qualities of Prahlad. And we can understand why he's a Mahajan, one of the great authorities in Vaishnav culture. Just by his, at least here, we're here seeing the exhibition of his ecstatic love. Later on, we get to appreciate his wonderful instructions. But it's already starting that in the very beginning, we're appreciating how Prahlad was such an exalted personality, that he's exhibiting similar or such wonderful ecstatic symptoms. Srila Prabhupada comments in the purport, Jugayitam Nanishena Chakshusha Pravishayitam, is a very nice verse given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in which he says that feeling a great separation, O Govinda, feeling a great separation, I'm considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Shunayatam jagat sarvam Govinda vedahinamai. These are not sentiments or feelings that are that common people can truly understand. What is that verse? Vaishnavar kriya mudra vignena nabhujaya. Who can understand the great character and qualities of such great exalted personalities? Certainly not Hiranyakashipu. Later on we'll see how he reacts to Prahlad's wonderful saintly qualities. And even later on, as the story goes on, who is it, Maharaj Parikit? He comments that, is it? Oh no, Yudhisthira comments that, how is this, how is it possible that someone could be so inimical to such a good son? Right? People are very attached to their children. They're very careful in how they're raised and how they're treated, how they're exposed. I was just watching one thing on, I think it was 60 Minutes or something. They had some story about how, a story about children and how predators can take advantage of them. So they had these kids. They didn't know. They thought they were packaging, well, they may have been packaging some gift packets for the soldiers overseas. In their mind, they were packing these little packets and they were going to be sent off. They're doing a nice deed. And but actually, the whole thing was a movie set. The kids would package these packets, and a professional actor was used to come as an ice cream man. Right? Kids love ice cream. Who doesn't? So the ice cream man came, the professional actor came. It was all a test to see how parents were training their children. And the ice cream man came, he parked, and, oh, you know, the kids were very excited. Oh, it's the ice cream man. And they're all happy and excited. And the actor comes out, and he says, hey, what are you kids doing? Oh, we're packaging some packets for the soldiers overseas. And he said, oh, wow, that's really incredible. Can I take a picture of you guys? And we all know that, well, maybe some don't, but this is a very good way to get in. There are so many cases of pornography, child pornography, in which photos are distributed. So the man takes a picture of the kids. It's a good way in, right? Their defenses are down. Yeah, you know what? I'm doing a special show on kids, and we're going to be doing a movie. And you guys look like the perfect candidates. There's a lot of irony in all of his statements. You know, their defenses are down, and so the actor continues, yeah, I want to take some pictures, and we want to do a movie set and this and that, and hey, would you guys, you kids like some free ice cream? Sure, we'd all like some free ice cream. So, well, come on in to my truck. And this is where, behind the cameras are the parents of these kids. And they're watching to see how their kids are going to react to this proposition, to this stranger, ice cream man, and how he's enticing them. And we've heard so many stories and how the kid, once he gets into the truck, the man takes off, et cetera, et cetera. So the whole idea was to attract the children into his truck and unfortunately, every one of the children went into the truck, fell for his trick. Yeah, we're going to have ice cream. Hey, come on inside my truck. Let me show you how it works and this and that, the music. By the way, what's your name? So he gets their name. What's your address? Gets their address. What's your phone number? He gets their phone number. So the thing goes on and on. Anyway, the point of it all is how there's such lack of training. How again we're concerned about children, but we don't know how to train them properly. So here, in this wonderful pastime of Prahlad, Prahlad was nicely instructed within the womb because of his association with Narada Muni. And that little bit of association is so important. Satam prasangam mama virya sambido. What is that? Bhavanti hitkarna rasayana katha. It's described that in the association of devotees, the discussion. This is the most important thing in the association of devotees, that the discussion of the activities and pastimes of the personality of Godhead are so pleasing to the ear and satisfying to the heart, so pleasing and satisfying that there's no interest in mundane activities. Again, as the story unfolds here, Prahlad, because of his association with Narada Muni, he was instructed so very nicely. He was given this knowledge of Krishna consciousness and became gradually so advanced and freed from the attraction of material life. And we all have practical experience that as we progress in Krishna consciousness, gradually that fever for material life, it decreases. It's a barometer. There is a way to test how one is gradually advancing in spiritual life. That one gradually becomes disinterested in material activities, just as here Prahlad is. He's such a prime example. Srila Prabhupada later on describes how during the tiffin hour, when the teachers were away attending to whatever business they had, the kids would want to engage in all sorts of games and sporting, useless, as kids, they need some outlet. That's fine. Just like here also in our community, we have children and they need some outlet. They need some place, they need some time. But it should be done in a Krishna conscious way. It's like we have our Sunday school. We mentioned this past Sunday how the Sunday school is starting up. and there's very nice Krishna conscious activities. So Prahlad was not interested in such things because he was fixed up in his attraction to Krishna. And as a result, as described, Shraddha Bhaktir Anukramishati, that real devotion or devotion and real service to the personality of Godhead begins when we finally become disinterested or tired of this material struggle. Just as here Srila Prabhupada quotes this very nice verse of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was so absorbed that for him, a moment's separation was just like 12 years or more. We can't imagine. Again, these are not things to be imitated, or they can't fully be understood by conditioned souls or materialists. But in the assembly of devotees, we can appreciate and understand how exalted such ecstasies are and how profound they are. Devahuti, she also very nicely prays how prasangam ajaram pashan, that every learned person knows that attraction to material life is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul. Every learned person can understand that. Any common person who just thinks a little bit, and we all have, again, practical experience. As soon as you get absorbed in some material thought, activity, object, it becomes very disturbing. It becomes a great distraction. And it becomes a great a source of misery, as we were hearing the other day, how Amala Bhakta Prabhu was very nicely describing during the Sunday lecture how the living entity is disturbed by the threefold miseries constantly. And it's that is the case for one who's absorbed in material consciousness. But when that same attraction is transferred, what does she say? Moksha dwaram apavritam. It opens the door for liberation. One is finally freed, and there's a great relief. But unfortunately, the material world is not so, the material energy is not so cooperative. Right, its business is to cover the living entity and make him inimical to the process of Krishna consciousness. And just like this whole pastime, Hiranyakashipu is so disturbed. Although he was great and powerful by his austerities, as soon as he began to criticize and become inimical to Prahlad, the benefits of all of his hard work were slowly disappearing, slowly dissipating, gradually. So, therefore, is described by Lord Kapiladev, that those who are constantly engaged in hearing and chanting, what mad ashraya was that? Katam rishtam, shinvanti gayanti cha, Lord Kapila Dev tells Devahuti that that because the because of being constantly engaged in hearing and chanting, the sadhus do not suffer material miseries from the material miseries. So the question may arise that, well, the devotees are also, it appears, they're also, Prahlada, of course, was experiencing this and that, the Pandavas. But the point is that they don't suffer from them. Although the devotee may undergo some trial, some tribulation, because they're absorbed, they're so filled, he describes, so filled with the thoughts of the and pastime thoughts of the Lord's pastimes and activities, there's no space, there's no time. It's not like in the mature world, people are so they're so distracted by so many other thoughts. They're so filled with all kinds of rubbish. That, what to speak, they eat all kinds of rubbish, and they hear so much rubbish that to the point where it's their only thought process, where they can't even sleep at night. They're so disturbed. We all have practical experience. Sometimes the mind becomes so absorbed in so many other thoughts, so many anxieties. You're sitting there looking at the clock. It's 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30. I can't go to sleep. I have to get up here pretty soon. So, we all have practical experience. When the thoughts are so contaminated by material energy, there's no relief. But the devotees of the Lord, because just like here, Prahlad, again, he's so absorbed, he's just even a small child at such an early age. He was quiet, as described. We heard some previous verses that described how Prahlad was very quiet, silent and absorbed in his meditation upon the personality of Godhead. So there's no thoughts of anything else. So filled up that there's no space for these other thoughts to disturb him. And it all of this, we understand from the pastime, was because he heard from such an exalted personality as Narada Muni. Yes, Tradaya Shuttavatya Chabhaktya is described that simply by hearing with eagerness and devotion and about the pastimes of the personality of Godhead and meditating upon them within the heart, one is enlightened with knowledge. So these again are not just ordinary symptoms that Prahlad is going through, and they're not here just to fill the pages. But they're very advanced emotions and Prabhupada summarizes it again by quoting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshastika. The devotees are feeling this because they're so absorbed, they're not interested or disturbed by these material things, circumstances. So we'll end there. Are there any comments or questions? Hi. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Put that in? Yeah. It goes upside down? Yeah, rotate manually.